Thank you very much, Deputy. Deputy Clare Daly, 4 minutes. Deputy.
Thanks, Ciarán Corlaw. I think there's a huge aspect of the annual Christmas pantomime about this, the usual set pieces and routines. We've heard it all before, the old mock indignation from the people who started the austerity on the one hand and then the robust defence of the measures on the other side of the House. But of course, the reality is, for the people outside this gate and the people in their homes, there is no pantomime about this, and there certainly isn't a happy ending, because people out there are terrified and they're angry. And you see, we can say what we like in here and the government can try and dress it up, but the reality is that everything is worse for people in this country, because the leeway that they had is gone. There are people who were in work who are not in work now. There are people who are in work who are working harder for considerably less. And the only solution to those problems being put forward by the government here today is to dish up more of the same. And I have to say, it is the economics of lunacy. Because dress it up any way you like, this is precisely about Robin Hood in reverse. Robbing the poor to continue to allow those at the top get away scot-free. And you'd expect that of Fine Gael. Ye are playing to your constituency, doing what ye said you'd do. But for the Labour Party, on the 100th anniversary of the foundation of that party, to stand over this, to have more interest in their mobile phones than they have in the debate here today, is a disgusting indictment of how far that party has fallen. Because you've chosen to wage war on ordinary people. Not a single measure to tackle the wealthy. Corporation tax, if you even imposed the actual rate that's there, you would negate any other measure in this budget if you'd force them to pay what they're supposed to pay. Not to mind tackling the high earners, not to mind going after them in a wealth tax, but instead you've chosen, as other deputies have said, to target the vulnerable. And your predecessor sat here 30 years ago and brought down a government based on VAT on children's food, and ye sit here today and bringing in a measure, a home tax, let's call it what it is, a home tax, that is the equivalent of VAT on 40 pairs of children's shoes, and yet there ye sit, not an absolute bother on you. It is a total disgrace to my mind, because we've dealt with the issues of targeting mothers at maternity, stripping away electricity payments and phone allowances, reducing them for elderly people, people who've worked all their lives, getting their entitlement to job seekers' benefit reduced, respite care being slashed, hospital charges and so on. But the big one in this is the home tax. A basic roof over people's heads, a massive whopping liability for so many people in this state, and you're asking them to pay a tax on that. Council tenants being included in the net, because local authorities are going to be levied for all of the houses in their stock. Well, we all know you've been telling us they've no money, so they're going to pass it on to the tenants. Poor people,
you've
the luxury
one minute, Deputy.
Of deferring it and paying a higher interest. This is lunacy. Thankfully, I don't think people will pay because they haven't got the means of doing so. When we came in here today, there's about 200 guards outside that gate tonight. I thought initially that they were here to stop the daylight robbery that was going in here today. It became apparent that they're here to protect you. You need protection, because the people outside there are not going to stand idly by and allow you drive this country into the depths of despair. They won't tolerate it.
Thank you, Deputy Wallace.